News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
It is our pleasure. Hello from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Phone number and text line are one and the same. And I stayed up all night studying them. It's 343.
And?
The proctor is staring at me. 343-0106.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it. That's that number.
Wasn't that hard. Hey, y'all. It's 6 minutes after six with Mobile Mornings. A lot to get to, including President Trump and Joe Biden really starting to take the gloves off a little bit here. There'll be 2 months of that street brawl.
Oh, man.
That's going to be something to watch, huh?
Oh, yeah. Then Biden got out of the basement yesterday. We've got all about his trip to Pittsburgh with the Cher video included.
Well, really?
Cher was involved.
Cher in Pittsburgh.
That's how you know it's serious.
We've got Kane and traffic on the way very soon.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Working accidents, I-10 westbound, I-65 northbound. We got a car in the ditch. It's going to be without injuries. Also at Range Line and Hamilton Boulevard, got another wreck without injuries. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. But we do have heavy traffic northbound 65 from Spring Hill Avenue and Moffett Road all the way up towards St. Stephen's Road due to construction. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. And they've recently added over 150 new items. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Gotta tell you, a little surprised when I got on the interstate this morning at Spring Hill and I-65. Got on I-65 southbound and I was immediately by the cones directed to the second lane. And it was kind of like, what's going on here? So anyway, just don't be surprised when you've got cones all over the place. That's going to be on 65. They're still doing their thing there.
You think some people might hit those cones this morning?
I think I hit a cone this morning. So anyway, three big things we're looking at. Who's going to keep you safer, Biden or Trump? Also, would you like to be part of a Back to Blue boat parade? And you can find out more about that. And what will Mobile Mardi Gras look like in 2021? All that we'll be talking about today. And also, it's online at FMTalk1065.com.
All right, time to do the coronavirus numbers as we do every morning right here on Mobile Mornings. And the word of the day, Dan, is probable. Probable cases in Alabama. We'll discuss the quote-unquote probable cases coming up when we get to the state's numbers.
All right.
Nationally, we are about as close to 6 million total cases as you can be. 5,999,459 total positive cases of coronavirus and over 175,500 deaths now due to COVID-19. Now, nationally...
How many deaths again was that?
175,500 deaths. And yesterday, 31,406 new cases were added. Now, Mondays are normally lower than every other day of the week except for Sunday because of reporting issues.
Yeah.
You know, even our healthcare workers need a little time off here and there. But that was the lowest daily total since June 22nd, 31,406 new cases yesterday. And with that, the number of daily new cases has been falling from its peak for about a month and a week now. And we're averaging around what we were averaging back on June 29th as we were heading up that curve. The number of hospitalized patients is now as low as it's been since June 30th. And we're back up to testing over 715,000 per day. This week's 7-day average for deaths has dropped to 914 per day. That's the lowest since July 26th. Now, yesterday we had a lot of discussion about that new CDC report where they said that only 6% of deaths have COVID-19 as the only cause mentioned, which means 94% of patients who have died from coronavirus also had other, quote, health conditions and contributing causes. Now, after studying up on this and talking with some people around the studio, I think probably a majority of the people that have died due to COVID-19 already had some of those contributing conditions.
Yeah.
But in many of them, COVID-19 caused the contributing conditions. That's kind of what I've gathered from, you know, with one of the leading things being pneumonia and respiratory failure. I think in a number of cases, COVID-19 brought those on.
Okay.
You look at the state, and Alabama now has over 117,000 confirmed cases, and over 2,000 have now died due to COVID-19. Currently, 969 Alabamians are hospitalized with the virus. Now, across the state, the number of new cases is around what we were seeing 2 months ago. But if you've been checking out the charts, and I use BamaTracker.com, it's a fantastic resource. Mm-hmm. You can also go directly to the Alabama Department of Public Health dashboard, and that gives you good daily numbers. But if you want to look at the virus from day to day, week to week, month to month, BamaTracker.com does a great job of kind of gathering all of that information, putting it in easily digestible charts. So let's take yesterday, for instance. Alabama said there were 696 new cases added. But when you include quote-unquote probable cases, that number jumps up to 823. And they've been doing that over the last few weeks, not only putting new confirmed cases, but also probable cases on the chart. And what I've gathered from these probable cases is, and they've said that it includes antigen test results. And antigen tests now are a different type of test, usually brings faster results, but also has a potentially higher false negative rate. It's like those Abbott tests that we were talking about last week, which were declared for emergency use by the FDA, where they give you, I think, 5-minute turnaround time where you can get an answer. Well, it's not the same test.
The Dollar General test.
The Dollar General test. Those tests aren't the same as what we've been using the entirety of this virus, where they, you know, everyone's talked about the swab that goes all the way into the back of your brain, and then they put one all the way in the back of your throat.
I haven't had the pleasure yet.
These aren't the same, but the people that are testing positive with these antigen tests are going down as probable cases. And some of the cases we're seeing now might actually be old. This is something we've had issues with all through this thing with the state, adding cases on. And you want them to get all of the cases correctly added in, but they're not putting them on the dates where these people tested positive.
Right.
And usually,
so not timely.
Right. And when someone tests positive, normally that's a few days, even maybe a couple weeks after they started feeling ill or actually caught the virus. Mm-hmm. So you've already got a delay there before someone tests positive. Then when there's another delay that might take days, weeks, or even a month or longer, it messes with your weekly averages. And when you're trying to tell how the state or how your local community is doing with this virus, it really kind of jacks up those numbers.
It messes up the whole perception of where are we with this thing? Because if suddenly you get a bunch of backloaded tests or backloaded positives that really don't reflect what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they said the Alabama Department of Public Health said cases from earlier in the year which were confirmed via antigen tests or by other means under the current definition might be reported weeks later, especially as labs and other entities learn of reporting requirements. So what we have here is the ADPH finding new places that have been testing, like individual nursing homes that are doing their own testing and then gathering those results. So honestly, I like that they're putting the cases in there. I don't like that they're just throwing them in at whatever date they find the results of that test. But that's a complaint to take up with the Alabama Department of Public Health. The good news is the number of new cases continues to drop, and we were averaging over 2,000 per day back on July 18th. That number now is, if you just use the confirmed cases, 911 per day. If you use the probable case numbers, that jumps up to 1,300 per day. So pretty big change there. Testing-wise, we're averaging around 8,400 per day. It's about 4,500 fewer than our peak from 2 weeks ago. Current hospitalizations are the lowest they've been in a month and a half, but deaths recently spiked back up to 19 per day. It's around what we were seeing just a couple weeks ago. Locally, Mobile averaging 68 cases per day, Baldwin County 48 per day, and cases are down for Mobile to around what we were seeing at the end of June. They have risen in Baldwin County recently after over a month of falling cases. And just like the state and the nation, hospitalizations are the lowest now. They've been in over a month. And in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. So the word of the day was probable cases.
Yeah.
I know just a little bit about these probable cases, and now hopefully you know just a little bit more about these numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Great work on all that, Dalton. By the way, at the University of South Alabama, the numbers are in from the past week, a week ago. 38 more students tested positive, one employee. So the totals right now are 99 students that have had coronavirus or have it, and 6 others, employees, a total of 105 on the campus of the University of South Alabama. So that's where they are right now. They've been pretty steady. 32 students in the first week, 29, and then 38. So up a little bit, but basically we have an idea of what it's going to look like week to week at this point. You know, I was just out there yesterday, and I'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. Coming up in sports, South Alabama Jaguars head coach Steve Campbell gave a season preview on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday, and another high school in the area has had to shut down fall sports due to positive COVID-19 tests. More on that coming up in sports.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine in Daphne on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blunt on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The South Alabama Jaguars will kick off their 2020 season on Thursday night in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, against a little school called Southern Miss. Brett Favre, you heard of him?
I have.
He's not on the roster this year, which is good for the Jags.
I've got a few Brett Favre stories from my colorful past.
Oh, I want to hear about those.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, South released their depth chart for the opener. Sophomore quarterback Desmond Trotter has won the right to start at quarterback for the Jags. Last season, South's offense was averaging only 14.5 points per game before Trotter took over in Week 9. During the final 4 weeks of the season, the offense improved to 26 points per game and won their season finale against Arkansas State. Yesterday, South head coach Steve Campbell joined the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5. Campbell discussed the obstacles that his team has had to overcome to get to this point.
Yeah, I just can't say how proud I am of our guys, our team, the character, all of that stuff to get to this point. And, you know, we're ready to play football. It's very exciting for us.
Now, traditionally, the team would head to their destination the day before a game, stay in a hotel the night before. This Thursday, though, due to virus precautions, the Jags will board buses to Hattiesburg and hop off the bus ready to play.
Normally, you'd go, you'd spend the night in a hotel, you'd eat downstairs in the convention hall at the hotel, have a walkthrough, get on the bus, all that stuff. We're trying to eliminate as much of that stuff as we can.
The Golden Eagles are 2 touchdown favorites over the Jags in one of the first 2 FBS games of the year. It's set to air on CBS Sports Network beginning at 8 o'clock on Thursday. High schools in our area and across the state are continuing to do their best to keep students in class and student-athletes on the field during this pandemic. There have been several football games canceled already this season, 2 weeks in, due to positive COVID-19 tests. Yesterday, Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler announced that Baldwin County High School will halt practice and competition in football, cross country, and swimming until September 9th due to positive tests. According to Tyler, the three sports combined at Baldwin County High have produced a dozen student-athletes that have tested positive or are presumed to be positive for the virus. The Tigers lost by 1 point to Mary G. Montgomery to begin their season, but now must forfeit their next two games versus Blount and at Saraland. Alvin Kamara appears to be making a late push for a contract extension. The New Orleans Saints running back has been an unexcused absence from training camp since Friday. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, that absence is believed to be contract-related. Kamara is scheduled to make over $2 million in the final year of his rookie contract. He reported for the start of training camp and participated in the first several weeks and insisted at the time that he was not focused on his contract. Kamara won Rookie of the Year back in 2017 in his first season with the Saints, improved the following year before knee and ankle injuries limited him last season. New Orleans has some tough decisions to make over the next couple of seasons, with stars like cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, offensive tackle Ryan Ramczyk, and linebacker DeMario Davis nearing the end of their contracts. And legendary Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson Jr. passed away over the weekend at 78 years old. Thompson, who became the first black head coach to win a national title when he led Georgetown to the 1984 national championship, built that program into a juggernaut. He took the Hoyas to three Final Fours in the 1980s, also won seven Big East titles, and led the 1988 U.S. national team to a bronze medal in the Olympics. He coached four greats that eventually landed in the Hall of Fame: Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo, and Allen Iverson. Thompson was inducted into the Hall of Fame himself back in 1999. 622 FM Talk 106.5 at Sports on Mobile Mornings.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy, wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection.
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh my, I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone, from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Again, road work delays on northbound 65 beginning at I-165. Still has delays backed up to Spring Hill Avenue this morning. Also, Mobile Police Department working accidents. I-10 westbound to I-65 northbound, a car in the ditch, and another one without injuries at Rangeline in Hamilton. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can buy your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. And the phone number, text line, all the same, 343-0106 at 625.
Yeah, and the president had a press conference yesterday where he announced that he still plans to go to Kenosha today, even though Wisconsin's governor asked him in a letter not to travel there. President expected to meet with law enforcement officials while he's there on the ground in Kenosha.
How did the letter get to the White House in time?
It might be delayed. Maybe that's why the president's still going.
He never got the letter.
The president.
We're back to that.
Exactly, the post office, which more on that later in the show.
Oh, good.
Trump said he was not planning to meet with the family of Jacob Blake because they wanted to involve lawyers in the meeting. Blake was shot 7 times in the back by police officers, now reportedly paralyzed from the waist down. And that incident triggered intense protests, which was also attended by, they say, outside agitators, and that led to days of rioting. The president's condemned the violence, also remarked on what his administration has done to help resolve the issue.
Kenosha was something we did a good job when the governor didn't want us there. He didn't want the National Guard, as you know. He was very reluctant, but I give him credit. Because ultimately he said yes, and as soon as he said yes, the problem ended.
During the riots, a 17-year-old named Kyle Rittenhouse, armed with an AR-15, shot and killed two protesters. He's been charged with intentional murder. Rittenhouse's lawyer says he shot in self-defense when those protesters chased him down, and the president yesterday agreed with that defense and did not condemn Rittenhouse.
That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like, and he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation.
Yesterday, Rittenhouse's lawyer said his client is a, quote, hero who had no choice but to defend himself. That attorney, John Pierce, said the case against the teen is the, quote, most political prosecution in the history of this country. Pierce, who is leading the alleged shooter's defense, said a national fundraising effort has already netted hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations to a defense fund. He says his client went to Kenosha after a local business owner called for help in protecting properties, including a car lot and body shop. And the owner believed those were threatened by the unrest in Kenosha. If you've seen the videos, I would agree with that car lot owner. The attorney said he did not know who fielded the initial request, but he and Rittenhouse and other associates responded to the call, or that Rittenhouse responded to the call. Trump plans to meet with law enforcement today. Kenosha police said yesterday they've arrested more than 200 people tied to the unrest after the shooting of Blake in the city. Of those, more than half were outside Kenosha from 44 different cities coming into that town. Most of the arrests have been for curfew violations. Other charges included carrying concealed weapons, burglary, and possession of controlled substances. And they've seized more than 20 firearms from this unrest in Kenosha.
Can you imagine, just think if Mobile had something like this happen, not locals that were involved in the civil
people
unrest,
from
but
Pensacola, New Orleans, Birmingham,
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, whatever. I mean, it would have to be so strange to have your city, and a city that you know well and you probably have great affection for, suddenly being overrun by people who are tearing it down,
burning it to the ground.
Yeah, and have no love for the city at all, and have nothing really in the game, right?
Mm.
Crazy. It is 628 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig and Dr. Bill is on the way in about 2 minutes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members-only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blount on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today to meet with law enforcement and survey damage from recent riots in the streets there following the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't believe the president should be making the trip right now.
What we see from him over and over again, and particularly as part of his reelection bid, is to exploit tensions and division. And that's the last thing that Kenosha needs, it's the last thing that Wisconsin needs, and it's the last thing that our region and our country need.
The president saying Portland, Oregon leaders are not up to the task of handling violent protests in that city, telling Fox News last night the Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler is incompetent after Wheeler blamed the president for an incident that killed a demonstrator over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Boston-based disaster modeling firm Karen Clark & Company puts insured losses to properties in the U.S. from Hurricane Laura near $9 billion. That includes wind and storm surge damage to residential, commercial, and industrial properties and automobiles. Thousands of low-wage workers in Connecticut will see their hourly wages rise to $12 beginning today. Some business leaders have called on Governor Ned Lamont to postpone the wage increase until the economy stabilizes, but he's rejected that idea. Today's survey of purchasing managers in the U.S. will give us a reading on the recovery of the manufacturing sector in August. Declines in banks and industrial stocks offset more gains for technology companies, but the S&P still managed to end August 7% higher, its fifth monthly gain in a row, and its biggest since April. It lost 7 points yesterday. The Dow dropped 223, but the Nasdaq closed at a new record, gaining 80 points. Futures are mixed. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley, and like us on Facebook.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, system all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He gives you terrible news as calm as anybody that any of us have known in our lives, and hopefully the news is not terrible today. Dr. Bill Williams, good morning.
Well, good morning, Dan.
How's everything, and how are we looking through the week?
Well, actually, we're going to see a reduction in the rainfall. Yesterday, we had quite a few thunderstorms around.
Yeah,
but
we did.
Only a trace of rain at the airport. So we finished the month of August with 4.37 inches of rain. That's about 2.5 inches of rain below normal.
Wow.
So way below normal for the month of August. And it looks like we're sort of a dry period here for the next several days, and then we'll start to pick up things early next week. But there's still a chance of a few thunderstorms around this afternoon. I expect a high of about 92 degrees, but the heat index up around 105 for this afternoon. Mm. Tonight, down to about 75 under partly cloudy skies, and then tomorrow, it looks like for most areas it'll be rain-free tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a high of about 92, perhaps 93 tomorrow afternoon. And there's still the humidity, though, on the high side, so that heat index will be up close to 105. The rest of the week, Thursday, again, mostly sunny. High temperature in the lower 90s. Looks like plenty of sunshine on Friday, which has a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And we could make it up to around 94, perhaps 95 degrees on Friday. Now, as for the weekend, that's looking pretty good for the beach, because mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Just a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, which will occur inland, and temperatures will be in the low 90s. And then on Monday for the holiday, mostly sunny, a little better chance for afternoon thunderstorms, and a high around 90 degrees. So not a lot of rain in the forecast until maybe even Monday afternoon when the thunderstorms sort of pick up.
I'm loving the dry forecast. Doc, I have in-laws in town that want to go to the beach this weekend, so that's fantastic news.
It should be good.
Now,
really,
when I was walking into the studio this morning, the air outside was so thick that I think I could smell the cologne of somebody that walked past last night at 8 o'clock or so.
It just held on to it,
just held on to it. How long are we expecting this humidity to be as high as it is? When will that start to drop a little bit, please?
Probably October.
Oh, It's going to be like this for a while then.
It's like,
well, we may see a little of a break next week. It's possible. There is a weather front now over Arkansas that may drop down here to the coast late in the weekend. Right now, it doesn't look like it's going to do anything. And we're still going to stay with fairly humid weather. And that's where we see a little better chance for some thunderstorms on Monday.
And, of course, this is the point in the conversation when we go far, far away and out into the Atlantic and say, what's going on out there? Anything to keep your eye on? I could keep my eye on it, but it wouldn't do any good. So if you keep your eye on it and tell us what's going on, we feel a lot better about that.
Well, as we look at the Atlantic Basin, which includes the Gulf and the Caribbean, the Caribbean is where there's a bit of action. There is a tropical wave that this has a fair organization. It's around the central portion and headed to the west. It looks like it could become a named storm or certainly a tropical depression. And I think now it will affect Central America and possibly Yucatan. And right now it doesn't look like it'll come into the Gulf, so that's good. Out in the Atlantic, it's fairly quiet, but there is a tropical wave that is moving off the African coast, and it has some potential over the next few days as it heads out into the Atlantic. And then we have a tropical depression just off the coast of North Carolina. We were talking about it yesterday, forming over the Gulf Stream off the Carolinas, but it's no threat to any land area. It's headed more to the northeast and out into the open Atlantic. So as far as we're concerned, we're looking pretty good in the tropics.
Okay. Thanks for your time. We will talk in about 1 hour from right now, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dan.
You got a news talk FM Talk 106.5, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He's been with this radio station maybe from the get-go.
I believe from the get-go, yeah.
Wow.
It's been 11 years.
Wow.
Had Dr. Bill, and of course, you mentioned the last time you worked with a staff meteorologist was the one and only Dr. Bill Williams, 25 years ago.
It was him, yeah. He's the guy, locally, obviously. He's the one that we all trust, especially when things get a little strange. But the way he delivers bad news is kind of comforting, you know? It's almost like he's tucking us in.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to be bad, but we'll work it out.
Yeah, so. He's not all about those panic headlines
No.
like you see on so many different news sites and TV stations. If he tells you something might happen, then you better start paying attention.
Exactly. Things may brighten up on your street real soon. We've got that on the way next on FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department clearing up the accident at Range Line in Hamilton Boulevard. It's going to be without injuries. Wreckers now I-10 westbound at northbound 65 with the car in the ditch. And we're seeing road work delays northbound 65 from I-165 backing up at Spring Hill Avenue. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminates. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Phone number, text line, one and the same, 343-0106. What did you do with the in-laws last night?
What did I do with them?
I don't mean like you were involved in anything nefarious or violent. I'm just, did you entertain them? Or?
Well, they were the daycare yesterday. They stayed at my house, took care of their granddaughter, and I'm sure they were absolutely loving that.
I would think so.
And I stayed here. I stayed here in the studio.
Oh, that's right. You and Corey had your show last night.
We had sports night last night, and just to keep things as smoothly as possible at the house, I stayed here at the studio. But apparently things went well. I only saw them for a couple seconds yesterday, which you talk to some people, that's about all the time they want to spend with their in-laws. But not me. Mine are great.
Okay.
Mine are great. I love my in-laws.
Good.
Yeah.
Are they listening right now?
I don't know. But if they are, I love them. Love them a lot. They're enjoying their time.
Welcome to the in-laws. Have they been to Mobile many times?
Yeah, they have. And they're from Savannah, Georgia. Actually, originally from Massachusetts. They moved down to Savannah a few years ago for their last years of work before retirement. And so kind of a sister city of Mobile in a way. Lots of similarities.
Have you done any time in Savannah?
I have. I've been there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, very nice. And they've got a port and lots of cool little restaurants. It's an old city, just like Mobile. So lots in common there. And I know Austell just released another one of those LCS ships, and this one goes by the name Savannah, named after the city of Savannah, Georgia. So good timing with the in-laws in town.
And we've got the ship named after Mobile is on the way. I believe it's going to be commissioned in December.
Ooh. They're like 14 through a 26 ship contract or something like that. I need to find the exact numbers, but that's cool news also.
It's really impressive if you ever go to one of those, break the champagne bottle on it.
Yeah, christening, is that what they
christening?
Call that?
Yeah, it's a great event. If you ever get a chance, you would want to do that.
I've got to check that out.
Things are going to get a little brighter starting in Africatown and then all around our fair city. What's up?
So the Alabama Power Crews, you know, they've been doing great work heading over to some of our neighboring states. They were in Louisiana for storm clean up and helping with the power situation over there. But now in Mobile, they've begun work on this contract with the city where they're going to replace more than 20,000 streetlights in Mobile with these LED fixtures. They say the new lights are brighter, they require less maintenance, and once maintenance does need to be done, Alabama Power will be in charge of taking care of those lights that they put up. These older lights, they say high-pressure sodium, mercury vapor, and metal halide make it difficult for those to be fixed. I don't know a whole lot about street lights.
So, well, from your description, it sounds like those older lights are slowly killing us all. There's so much junk inside them, so let's get brighter and maybe safer. I don't know.
Yeah, and safer is a key word there. That's one of the things that Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson brought up. He said, we talk about public safety as our number one priority, and we believe lightning has a lot to do with that. So the 20,000 street lights, they're going to start in Africatown, then move downtown. They've broken the city up into 16 different grids. It's going to take about 18 months for them to replace all these different lights.
I want the city to come together. Here they are breaking it up into
splitting us into 16 different parts.
So divisive.
They're also going to replace all the lights at our city parks and even put in new lights for some of the darker areas in those parks that might be a little more dangerous. So if you see any Alabama Power crews working up on the lights, now you know exactly what they're doing.
That's great. And as nice as, downtown certainly has been revitalized by all the business and restaurants and everything down there. But sometimes, if you're not right on Dauphin Street, you're kind of in the dark.
Yeah. So it's same with the service roads next to airport, next to the interstate. Need a little more lighting there for the people that are walking back and forth from their hotels.
Oh, man. That's why nothing bad ever happens on the service roads.
Right.
It's 6:46. What do you have in sports?
Coming up, the Auburn Tigers return to fall camp today after taking a few days off due to COVID-19. And I talked with former Auburn running back Ronnie Brown last night.
How about you, huh?
Talk about that coming up.
Very good.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blunt on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, 6:49, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
You are Dalton Orwig.
That's me. That's my name.
Be proud of that.
I am pretty proud. The Auburn Tigers have had some obstacles to overcome over the last week. The team is set to return to practice today after missing two practices and a scheduled scrimmage due to positive COVID-19 tests and team meetings due to the social unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Currently, 9 Auburn players have tested positive for the virus, and another 7 are being held out of practice for precautionary reasons. Last night on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talked with legendary Auburn running back and current sideline reporter for the Auburn Sports Radio Network, Ronnie Brown. We asked the newest inductee into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame how head coach Gus Malzahn and the Tigers are preparing for this strange 2020 season.
In talking to Gus, and, you know, I think getting the sentiment and the mentality of what's going on, you know, he's preparing everything is like the season's going to happen. And so you know, with that in mind, you just have to be ready until, you know, you get the call and say, okay, we got to change the plans. But, you know, it's just business as usual. You take the approach of we're doing everything to prepare like there's a regular season, and, you know, we'll do it that way until there's not.
Brown, of course, split time in the backfield with Carnell Cadillac Williams during his time on the Plains in the early 2000s. So, of course, I asked for his take on the state of the Auburn running backs heading into the year.
From what I've heard, you know, they've had a really good camp. Competition is good, especially on the collegiate level. When you talk about a Sean Shivers, you talk about a DJ Williams, you talk about a Tank Bigsby coming in, you got Harold Joyner. So they got a group of guys that do different things, have different talents. I mean, I expect big things from this group.
To hear more from that interview with Ronnie Brown, check out the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night podcast on the station website. Auburn set to begin their season at home against Kentucky on September 26th. You can hear that and every single Tigers game this season right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the NBA last night, Jimmy Butler set a new career playoff high with 40 points, led the Miami Heat past Milwaukee 115-104 in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series, and Oklahoma City forced Game 7 in their Western Conference first-round series against Houston with a 104-100 win. In the NHL, Tampa advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-2 double overtime win over Boston. Victor Hedman scored the Game 5 winner, and the Lightning are headed to the conference final for the fourth time in 6 years. And the Colorado Avalanche avoided Round 2 elimination in a 6-3 rout of the Dallas Stars. Game 6 scheduled for tonight. 651 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Sam Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and I don't see people doing this all that often, but when I do, it kind of drives me crazy. It's a big deal or no deal. Maybe it's something that bothers me, doesn't bother you at all. We'll talk about that on the way next on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction and commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Hey, y'all. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. It's Mobile Mornings, and it's also 6:53 on a Tuesday.
Yeah, this segment of the show brought to you by our friend Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You've probably seen their 1-800-GOT-JUNK big vehicles rolling around Mobile.
I've seen them everywhere, yeah.
And, you know, we had a kind of a close call with that storm last week, but there was a bit of a dry run for those of us that are used to hurricanes coming into our area. And while you were doing that dry run, making sure the generator ran and making sure your home was protected, you probably noticed some things that you need to get rid of that have been sitting on your to-do list for far too long. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are things you want to get rid of, they're way too big for you to move, or maybe you don't have the time or energy to do that. So just give Trey and
maybe you're not as muscular as me or Dalton. Just, yeah, the task is too daunting, and you know, bless your heart, but you need some help.
Hey, I just take my junk and throw it over the fence into my neighbor's yard. Then it's his problem.
I've done that for years.
That's not the right way to do it, though. No. You want to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And the reason I love the website so much is you can go ahead and set up your appointment right there online. They give you upfront pricing, so they're not going to get you on the back end and say, well, we actually picked up something else and it's going to cost you another so many dollars.
That's good to know.
Yeah, they tell you exactly what it's going to cost before they show up. It's convenient, and they responsibly dispose of the junk. And they've got a bit of the website that says what we take. You don't even need to click on that because they'll take about anything from you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Give them a call and set up an appointment, or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and do it yourself online. Fantastic company, and Trey and his crew have been with us at FM Talk since basically the beginning, since we hit the air. So
great.
Give them a call.
So I was heading downtown and from the Spring Hill area to downtown, I kind of weave my way like I'm returning a punt. I kind of left, right, you know, like I'm being chased by the cops.
Zigzagging.
I'm zigzagging. I'm not going fast. So I get to where I'm at, Florida, going to take a left on Dauphin. I'm in the turn lane. The light turns green, the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
No movement. One car ahead of me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't want to really bang on the horn. I don't want to shock anybody. I just kind of tapped the horn a little bit. I bet you they were texting.
Yeah. Just a toot. You just gave them a toot.
I gave them a little toot. And then when I went by them, I saw they had their dog in their lap.
Oh, my goodness.
So where do you... big deal, no deal is when I throw something out there, or Dalton will. And it's like, is this a big deal or is this not a big deal at all? But it's kind of like... Why would you drive with a dog in your lap?
That is a question that has been asked for the entirety of since vehicles have been around. I imagine somebody with one of those first Model Ts got their dog in their lap. What's the size of the dog we're talking about?
Dogs in laps with people driving are usually not big dogs.
No,
try it with a Saint Bernard in your lap. But it's what occurs to me is like, okay. You know, that people say the dog is like, he's part of the family.
Right, yeah.
All right, so if you love your dog that much, he's part of the family, you should put him in like a child seat.
Yeah.
And buckle him in. And instead, you're making it more dangerous for this. You love your dog so much, he could fall out the window.
Yeah.
He would be the first one to have impact if you were in an accident.
Yeah, so, if you wreck, it goes airbag, dog, person.
Right.
That's not safe.
No. So, big deal, no deal. If you want to text, you can. The text line is open. Is this a big deal? Is it annoying to you? I don't see it very often, but when I do, it's not as annoying as kind of like a head scratch.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's one of those things where I think there's things that now in the last couple of weeks where I say, I'm going to talk to Dalton about this because maybe I'm the cranky old guy and I'm a step out of bounds, but.
Yeah, no, I have a problem with it, too. And you mentioned it. So many people say, oh, they're part of the family.
Right.
You never see Jim riding around with his brother Ted in his lap, right? Ted sits in his seat and puts on his seatbelt.
I just cramped up.
You ought to strap your dog in, whether it's in a Mitt Romney style, put him in a crate and put him on top of the vehicle, or make sure the dog is safe. That, to me, is more annoying than texting while driving. So what, were they giving them treats instead of paying attention to the lights?
I don't know what they were doing, but when I get pulled around, that's what I saw, the dog in the lap, and I thought, okay.
That's a big deal to me.
Big deal, no deal. What y'all think? Text us if you like.
343-0106.
Okay. We've got a lot of news straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And Dr. Bill, he says, hey, don't sweat it. Well, you might want to sweat it. It's going to be hot. But storms are on the decrease for much of the rest of the week.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Due to COVID-19, Mardi Gras 2021 could still be canceled and at a minimum will look very different. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson sent out a memo to Mardi Gras organizations asking them to think of creative alternatives to parades. As for balls, the company that runs the Mobile Civic and Convention Center says it's looking for ways to make it work within CDC guidelines. Some organizations are thinking about having members only balls or none at all. Mobile County students will begin remote learning for the first day of school today. Some parents are concerned about the virtual learning plan. The school district announced buses will be stationed around the county providing Wi-Fi in a 50-yard radius at each location. A spokesperson for the school district also confirmed some students have not received hotspots or Chromebooks because of shipping delays. Sports activities have been suspended at Baldwin County High School in Bay Minette. The school is dealing with a dozen new suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases. The Tigers football games against Blount on September 4th and Saraland September 11th have been canceled. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm.